I'm Bill Gandy, and I'm from Northview Heights, originally born and raised. There used to be a drive-in up there a long time ago. We used to see free movies over the hillside. That was probably back in the 1970s when that was going down. I throw events myself. I throw a Northview Heights reunion every year for old school Northview up at Riverview Park, and it's packed every year. We're normally at the Northside Old Timers event showing displays of old pictures and stuff. And that's what we do, is we're the historians of the Northside. We got all the old pictures. We might even have pictures of your parents and stuff if you're from the Northside. We had the historic gallery right down on East Ohio Street next to the flower shop. Our stuff is in storage and we're looking for a new location right now. But my second favorite shop would be maybe Arnold's Tea or the t-shirt shop down there. I like both of those spots. This is Kim. She's also from the Allegheny City Historic Gallery.
I lived on the Northside my whole life. But growing up in the era that we grew up, it was during the time where they were first putting black kids and white kids in the same school. I went to Latimer, which is over here. It's now an apartment building. I was the last graduating class in Latimer. And Allegheny was a high school. So all the older kids would chase all the younger kids. And where you guys go to school, by the way, Manchester, that was also its own city. It did not belong to Pittsburgh. It was called Manchester Borough. And then, you know, when you come, like, the street, Allegheny Avenue, then that becomes Allegheny City, which wasn't part of Pittsburgh. And then eventually we all got annexed by Pittsburgh. My favorite store, I have to say, with Bill, it was our gallery first, because it was fun, because we had all types of people come in, and they learned different stuff about the north side, because we had four inclines on the north side, I bet you didn't know about. We think there was five, and there was plans to build, like, seven. So those are the types of things you'd come and learn about. Like, the aviary was once a prison. Before, it was Phipps Conservatory. You guys ever been to Phipps Conservatory? The flower house in Oakland or Shenley Park? That used to be here on the north side. They took care of all of our flower beds and our whole park.